This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
It's time again here on RNIB Connect Radio for another regular check-in with Glasgow-based pharmacist Elizabeth Roddick. Hello, Elizabeth. How are you?
Very well, thanks, Toby.
I thought with the news of His Royal Highness King Charles III's cancer diagnosis that we would start this week by chatting about how much the news has raised awareness around cancer.
Yes, I mean, years ago, people wouldn't even mention the word, since as well as being frightening, there was almost a degree of shame.
And of course, things have changed, haven't they, a lot now?
Yeah, I think the announcement from Buckingham Palace has been a very good thing, because it could well start a conversation about something going on with your health.
Elizabeth, are there certain signs to be looking out for then?
Well, one thing I don't want to do today is to start someone worrying about their health. I mean, anyone who comes into the pharmacy with a particular health issue is usually asked certain questions. Having a symptom, say, for a long time might merit a referral, and each symptom has to be weighed against the norm. It also depends on your age. I mean, a change in bowel habit with a 19-year-old is quite different from someone over 50, particularly if it's something they're not used to. Blood appearing when you cough or when you go to the bathroom needs checking with your doctor, just to rule out anything more serious. And if you are offered a screening, please take it up. Smokers and those who drink a lot of alcohol may have an increased risk in certain cancers. So any unusual lumps or a husky voice that doesn't go away, that should be checked. Now, length of time of the symptom, your age, and anything unusual you've noticed, then please put your mind at rest with a quick chat with your GP.
And of course, treatments now are so much better, aren't they?
Yes, that's a very important point, Toby. Where in the past the prognosis might not have been that good, modern medicines and procedures have meant people now live well into the old age.
There has also been a lot in the news recently around vaping. Elizabeth, what do you think about vaping generally?
I think, Toby, it's been shown that vaping is certainly much better than smoking. Now, one of the reasons is the greater number of harmful chemicals in tobacco smoke. Now, to use vaping to come off cigarette smoking, it's a sensible thing to do. We definitely have to be careful, I think, with children. The disposable vapes that are being sold have appealing flavours, and with nicotine being such an addictive substance, plus sometimes unknown constituents in these vapes, this is a serious problem.
And of course, they're banning vapes, I believe. And do you think vapes are a suitable substitute for cigarettes?
There is more research coming out, Toby, suggesting there could be detrimental changes to lung tissue. But I must emphasise, vaping is definitely better than cigarette smoking. So carry on vaping if you're coming off cigarettes.
Well, as always, some really helpful information and advice there. Elizabeth, if people would like to maybe contact you and ask for some advice, where can they go to find you?
All the W is elizabethroddick.com.
Well, as always, thank you very much indeed, Elizabeth, for chatting with me here again on RNIB Connect Radio.
It's a pleasure, Toby.